Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. William Bratton, the New York City Police Commissioner, is going to hold a news conference at noon. Our reporters are there. Word is circulating that he is going to announce his resignation effective next month. We'll see if we can figure out where this came from and what's actually going on with Ara Lewis, the political anchor and host of Inside City Hall on New York One. Hi, Errol. I didn't expect to be having this conversation today.
Good morning. In fact, I was on my way out the door when the news flash hit. I was like, oh boy, it's going to be a longer day than I thought.
Have you guys been able to confirm this yet?
We have confirmed it. And we are, of course, like everybody else, trying to chase down details in advance of the formal announcement. But it does support some things that we've noticed and reported in the past. This is not entirely a surprise. The timing of it is a little bit surprising, but we're in the range of we're in the time window that the commissioner had previously indicated would possibly be the end of his career at the NYPD.
Why wouldn't he just wait till the end of de Blasio's first term, which he indicated just recently that, he didn't indicate that he would wait, but he said he wouldn't be police commissioner in a second term. But why leave de Blasio out there for a whole year plus?
Well, the politics of the of a re-election for the mayor, essentially, and I'd heard this years ago, is that if you're going to leave, it looks bad and it becomes a news story. You know, people like Brian Lehrer start poking around if you leave in the election year, the re-election year. So anybody who wanted to leave, especially high-ranking members of the de Blasio administration, if you wanted to leave and cause no harm, you really want to do it before January 1st, 2017. You can tinker with the calendar a little bit. You know, effectively, politically speaking, our general election this year for president is November 8th. The re-election campaign really starts the next day, November 9th. So somewhere between,
say,
November 9th and the end of the year, if you wanted to leave, that really would have been the time to do it.
Yeah, and listeners, if you want to call up on the apparent about-to-be resignation of Police Commissioner Bill Bratton with a thought or a question for Ara Lewis, 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. And I see the Times, at least, and maybe you have it too, is reporting the name of the person who will take over next month, and that is Chief James O'Neill. Do you know him?
Yes, I do. Jimmy, or James O'Neill, is he is one of the people that Bratton brought in and moved up quickly. O'Neill's been in the NYPD since 1983 and was well on his way. He was seen as a rising star. But if I'm not mistaken, Bratton jumped him up two levels, that he was a two-star chief and became a four-star, you know, sort of a super, what they call the super chiefs, in charge of all patrol, which in the bureaucracy of the NYPD is considered a really, really fast move and a really profound statement of confidence from the commissioner. So he's been groomed, I think, is a fair word to use.
And he's got a reputation as a community policing advocate, doesn't he?
He does. And he's got sort of a gentle touch. If you ever, you know, when you meet him, he's a very down-to-earth kind of guy, knows lots and lots of people. I mean, I've seen him out at events where he didn't really have to be there, you know. I mean, some of these award ceremonies that go on in neighborhoods where it can stretch on for hours on a Sunday afternoon, I've seen him there, not because he was getting an award, not because he was asked to speak, but in order to both strengthen his ties to the community and support some of the officers who serve underneath him. So he understands and fully appreciates, and this is, I think, part of the Bratton legacy, the importance of putting community relations front and center, not as an extra, not as an adjunct, not as a way to, you know, develop cases and, you know, sort of build an information network, but really just to do the core job.
And I have a O'Neill quote here. I guess it's from recently, that says fighting crime is what we get paid to do, but we can't do that unless we have the backing of the community. We have to evolve and we have to change the way we do business. If we're going to do that, we can't rely on the methodology of 20 years ago. And then backing that up, Bratton said, I was the Jimmy O'Neill, if you will, of the Boston police.
Interesting. Interesting. I hadn't heard that particular quote. But, you know, it suggests on a couple of different levels that Bratton saw something of himself in O'Neill, which partly accounts for, I guess, his swift rise and now, I guess, succession, which, of course, the mayor would have to approve. This isn't just Bratton's call.
Yes.
When it comes to that. But it also happens to coincide with a mayor who both ran on and has governed with a promise to improve police-community relations.
Yeah, those quotes are on the Times site right now. You know, this happens to coincide with a demonstration that's taking place outside City Hall by a group that's calling for the resignation of Bill Bratton. You know some of these folks, as I do, as guests we've interviewed, like Josmar Trujillo, who runs a group called New Yorkers Against Bratton. I don't even think this is the mainstream Black Lives Matter movement. I think it's a little more fringy than that. You could tell me your impression. But these folks have an encampment now that they're comparing, anyway, to the Occupy movement that would go on until Bratton resigns and some other demands are met. So the optics of this are weird in that respect.
Well, yes, for sure. I think that particular group's demands also included, you know, the disbanding of the NYPD. So I think
fringy
is probably the right word to use. And for yet another wrinkle, I understand that members of the PBA are camping out in some sort of form of demonstration or making their presence known at the Y in Park Slope, where the mayor likes to work out.
The police union. So
yes.
At the same time that one group is doing their thing, the police officers union is also doing...
Yes. I was trying to imagine some way to, like, draw a data chart or something like that. There seems to be, you know, where maybe they could just sort of swap protest sites, or everybody just go to one site and protest together, you know?
And what's their issue at the moment, the PBA?
Without having seen our reporting on it, my guess would be, unless I'm seriously mistaken, is that this is more along the lines of a contract dispute that's been long running with the city over over the PBA's renewal. They wanted to break the pattern and get sort of a better deal. It went to arbitration. They didn't get what they wanted in arbitration. Now they're trying to go back to the city. And so this has been, I guess, two or three years in the making now, this particular set of demands. It could be something entirely different, but I know that this has been a sore point with the PBA and with the PBA president for quite some time now.
Yeah, and I'm looking at my producer is feeding me some information that says, according to the PBA, members are protesting the mayor and his administration for refusing to work with police officers to reach a, quote, market rate of pay. So on some level, at least, it's a pay dispute. Let's get a couple of callers in. If you're just joining us, we're getting word that Police Commissioner William Bratton is going to resign at a news conference that's scheduled for noon, and that resignation would take effect next month. Era Lewis, political anchor, host of Inside City Hall for New York One, is our guest and telling us that this is about in the range that one might have expected, since Bratton had already said he would not be around for a second de Blasio term, and people don't want to resign major positions in an administration during an election campaign. So maybe this is less of a shock and more of a predictable thing, but probably nobody saw it coming today. Cassius in Brooklyn, you're on WNYC. Hi, Cassius.
Hey, Brian. I guess, I mean, you've already just explained why we shouldn't think of it as so shocking, but I am shocked and, like, saddened to hear about this, because Bratton he's done such a good job of scaling back the whole stop and frisk paradigm and really turning that way down. It was Ray Kelly who was all the problems. And it's so absurd to hear people call for, you know, demand Bratton's resignation as if he's as if he kept up what Ray Kelly was doing. He did such a good job of getting the cops to lighten up on some small, you know, kind of trivial stuff.
Cassius, thank you very much. And maybe here's an indication of that. We just got a statement. Maybe you're seeing a two-arrow from the city council speaker, Melissa Mark Viverito, of course, from the progressive wing of the Democratic Party in New York. And she writes, "I thank Commissioner Bratton for his years of service to New York City and commend him for working hard to keep crime low and our city safe. The city council looks forward to partnering with incoming Commissioner O'Neill as we work to improve police community relations, reform practices, and strive to create a more fair and just city." I guess that's a pretty neutral statement, but she's certainly not giving him a swift kick on the way out the door. Maybe it would have been different if it was Ray Kelly.
Perhaps, yes. Many of the council members, and that would include Melissa Mark Viverito, actually campaigned against the policies of the prior administration. So they, you know, it's not a personal dispute, but they had a profound difference of opinion with Mayor Bloomberg and Commissioner Kelly over the right way to keep the city safe. So yes, this is certainly in keeping with that. I think, just as you alluded to before, because Chief O'Neill has good relations with many, many, many of the council members, I would imagine he's got, and they've got each other's cell phone numbers and have been doing all kinds of stuff over the years. And that should at least ease his transition in. Where things go after that, you know, we're never more than one tragedy or bad crime statistic away from a complete, you know, sort of all-out war between the council and One Police Plaza. But for now, I think they get off to a really good start.
Colin in Brooklyn, you're on WNYC. Hi, Colin.
Hey, hi, Brian. I called earlier. Yeah, I attended the Jimmy O'Neill was at my academy company back in 1983. And back then, he was, we could tell he was a rising star. He was a transit valedictorian. You know, back in those days, you know, we had then three separate police departments.
So he was the valedictorian of the police academy class for the transit police?
Yes, he was.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and so naturally when Bratton came in from Boston on his first go-around under Dinkins for the transit police, you know, he caught Bratton's eye, and I have to say the rest is history. And
you followed his, I gather you're retired NYPD now, is that right?
Yeah, about 2 years.
And you've been following Chief O'Neill's career, and you're happy with this?
Oh, definitely, definitely. He and Chief Boyce, Chief Boyce was in my sister company, who's the chief of detectives. So I see two of my academy classmates are, reached the pinnacle of the NYPD.
Colin, thank you very much. So, Earl, we've got about a minute left. The Bill Bratton legacy goes back so far. As Colin mentioned, it was David Dinkins who first hired him to, in fact, run the transit police. And then Rudy Giuliani promoted him to NYPD commissioner.
That's exactly right. And, you know, it's not too strong of a word to say the legend, you know, because it really is a legendary career. And from his time in transit, he had a lieutenant, Jack Maple, the late Jack Maple, who had on his own started sort of using pins and color coding crimes and trying to stop people for low-level offenses and seeing how that played through the system as far as overall safety. And he got jumped up from lieutenant in the transit division up to a deputy commissioner, I think. He took him with him when he became when Bratton became commissioner. And the two of them just, you know, put together CompStat and started broken windows quality of life policing. I know that's controversial in some quarters. But
we have to leave it there because we are out of time. But let's see. Giuliani hired Bratton. Bloomberg hired Ray Kelly. No, Dinkins hired Ray Kelly. Giuliani hired Bratton. Bloomberg hired Ray Kelly. De Blasio hired Bratton. I think we're breaking the cycle. Errol Lewis from New York One, thanks for coming on Short Notice. We'll watch you tonight at 7.